Something akin to an alpine yodeling competition, but probably not as much fun. Bob Monkhouse used to say that the most difficult names for him were the theatre restaurants that proliferated in the 1970s, in which he had to compete with scurrying waitresses bearing huge trays of chicken in the basket, or as we now know, salmonella in the basket, where, just as he was delivering his punchline, a waitress would inevitably shout, "Who wanted the extra chips?" over the top of his best punchline. So I'm truly grateful for small mercies. But here, in this very chapter house, about some 9 centuries ago, the great Benedictine community would meet daily to discuss, debate, and decide, and also on occasions to observe the administration of discipline under the strict rule of St. Benedict. But imagine, if you will, the Trappists, a silent order where one brother only is allowed to address the community, that once a year, by the drawing of lots. Once the chosen brother had spoken, the community was permitted to append an amen by way of a little treat and an outing for the vote of the cause. Now, I thought that we should perhaps include here that part of the proceedings best categorised as audience participation. Now, fretchen not. This is not one of those terrifying searing moments in which we're resorted to embrace strangers. I merely ask that you stand in for the Trappist brethren and repeat the amens after me. It might also serve as a useful test to see who's still awake. So the first year, the lot, so to speak, fell at Brother Anselm, who rose from his stall in the chapter house and grew breath.
"I regret that I have to say, I am not very happy with the quality of the food. Amen."
12 months later, Brother Berlin rose.
"I regret to say that I too have to say and agree with Brother Anselm about the quality of the food.
Amen."
And in the third year, Brother Barnes rose.
"I have to say that I am getting sick and tired of all this bickering about it." Amen.
Barnes, who needs cathedral choirs? By contrast, our experience of Benedictine communities is that they don't deny themselves much of the comestible. And also, they are seldom lacking in humour. In the 1970s, I was involved in the making of an early fly-on-the-wall BBC documentary about Buckfast Abbey. The Mitre Abbot was the right reverend classic cucumber. Never was a man more inappropriately named, apart perhaps from Alan Sugar. It was a grumpy old curmudgeon who, despite my best endeavours, unwisely decided to play to the canvas with all he was worth. This, remember, was the 1970s. Television was a privileged medium, and Placid Cooper decided that this was his chance to become a star. Television, declared Margaret Thatcher, is the most powerful medium ever known to man. Now, rightly was, that was certainly a very dangerous medium, too. So with our BBC cameras rolling in the Buckfast Abbey refectory, the abbot decided against the traditional Latin grace and came up with, "Almighty Father, Lord Divine, who first turned water into wine, please bless and keep our brethren about to turn it back." Of some considerable wealth, mostly founded on Buckfast wine, originally marketed by the monks under the slogan, "Three small glasses a day for good health and lively blood." Well, at 15% alcohol by volume, I'm hardly surprised it's possible. A bottle of that of the world would of course look rosy, at least until the following morning. It is said that this particular drink, it's known in Glasgow as Rekkerhustus, or commotion motion, is responsible for 72% of their alcohol-related crime.